بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is going to be our second session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 4. Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina. Arabic Language Institute. Based upon the suggested schedule for homework assignments last week, what we're going to do today is that we're going to review quickly the English key, but paying special attentions to points 1 and 3. And of course, as I mentioned last week, point 1 is going to include what is numbered as number 2. And then there's another number 2, we're going to skip that one. But the first point and what follows it, we're going to cover. And the third point, yani after the second number 2, we want to pay special attention to those two things because that's the core of this lesson. And I just want to make sure that that's clear in everybody's mind. The rest of the English key, the other points, there are a lot of points. We're not going to cover them in detail, but we'll just pass through them. But special attention should be paid to the first point and what follows it and the third point. After that, we're going to do a quick review of the Arabic dialogue, which we read last week at the end of the session. I want to reread it, but this time I'm just going to focus on the points in the Arabic dialogue that are directly related to the new material that came in this lesson. Okay, I want to focus on the things that are related to what's in the English key specifically for this lesson. After that, we're going to check your answers to the comprehension exercise number 1, which is the first exercise of this lesson. And then we're going to look at 2 Arabic explanations and the exercises that remain to them. The Arabic explanation related to transitive and intransitive verbs on page 152 and 153, and the exercise that follows that, and the Arabic explanation of how to make an intransitive verb transitive or a transitive verb doubly transitive on page 154, and the 3 exercises that follow that. That's what we're going to try to do today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So, the quick review will be of the English key and of the Arabic dialogue, and then we're going to go into what we didn't look at last week, and we're going to cover all of that in detail, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Alright, so the first thing we want to do right now is a quick review of the English key, which begins on page 74 and ends on page 79. Alright? So, these are 6 pages of the English key, and so as not to use too much time reviewing it, like I said, I'm going to focus on 2 main points in the English key, and the rest of them we'll just pass over them. And quickly mentioning what they entail. So these 6 pages, I'm going to try to review them, but quickly. So the first point of the English key on page 74 is the main point of this lesson, or one of the main points of the lesson. It says, in this lesson we will learn the following. Number 1, verbs are either transitive or intransitive. So we said previously that there are several ways or several angles from which we can look at the verb in the Arabic language. And we said previously that they can be, in the final two lessons of level 3, we said that verbs can be considered as thulathi or rubai, and having 3 or 4 root letters or radicals, and they may also be considered from another perspective, and that is mujarrad or mazid. Mujarrad means that verb only has its original 3 or 4 root letters, and mazid means that there are other letters added to those 3 or 4 root letters that change or modify the meaning of the verb. All right, now we're saying that verbs can be looked at from a third angle, and that is whether they are transitive or intransitive. The transitive verb is al-fi'l al-muta'addi, and this type of verb, the fi'l al-muta'addi, needs a subject, meaning a fa'il that does the action of the verb. And it also needs an object, a maf'ulun bi, which is affected by the action of the verb. And the example they gave us is qatala al-jundiyu al-jasusa, yani the soldier killed the spy. In this sentence, the soldier, al-jundi, did the killing. So that's the fa'il. So the word jundi is the fa'il. And the one affected by the killing is the spy, al-jasus. So the word jasus is the maf'ulun bi. Alright, so this is the first part of the first point, that verbs are either transitive or intransitive. Transitive means that it's muta'addi, means it requires a subject and an object, a fa'il and a maf'ulun bi. And the second type of verb is the intransitive verb, which we're going to look at right now. An intransitive verb is al-fi'l al-lazim, needs only a subject which does the action. Its action is confined to the subject and does not affect others. Like fariha al-mudarrisu, the teacher was happy, kharaja al-tullabu, the students went out. So what is the difference between the transitive and intransitive verb? The transitive verb is an action. It has a fa'il, subject, that does that action, and that action affects something else, an object, which is the maf'ulun bi. The intransitive verb has an action, the fi'il, and it has a fa'il, subject, that does the action, but that action is not directly affecting anything else. So it doesn't have a direct object. Okay? So the transitive verb has a direct object that it affects. The intransitive verb doesn't have a direct object that it affects. On the next page, 75, it goes on to explain a little bit of more detail about this object, direct object and indirect object. Okay, so the transitive verb has a direct object that is affected by the action of the fa'il. Then it says, the subject of certain verbs affects others but not directly. Yani the fa'il, certain verbs, the fa'il does affect an object but not directly. So to this we say, they do this with the help of a preposition. Okay, the transitive verb, yani, is a verb that has a fa'il doing the action, and that action affects a direct object. It affects it directly. But there are some verbs that don't have a direct object. They affect the object indirectly with the help of a preposition. Okay, so this is something that we have to keep in our mind. There's a direct object and there's an indirect object. So the example they gave us is, I looked at him. We believe in God. Meaning, I looked at him. Him is not a direct object, but it is affected with the help of a preposition at. Okay, and the same thing, we believe in God. Yani God in this sentence is not a direct object, but it is an indirect object that is affected with the help of the preposition in. So this happens in Arabic as well. For example, غَدِبَ, and I'll just give one example, غَدِبَ الْمُدَرِّسُ عَلَى الطَّالِبُ الْكَسْلَانِ. The teacher got angry with the lazy student. Here, the indirect object is الطَّالِب. It is affected with the help of the preposition عَلَى. For this reason, yani, we say it is an indirect object, because the action of غَدِب, غَدِبَ الْمُدَرِّسُ, is not directly, yani, affecting طَالِب, but it's indirectly affecting it with the help of the preposition. So in this case we have غَدِبَ, the fi'l, that's the action, الْمُدَرِّسُ, the fa'il, the subject who's doing the action, and then his action of becoming angry is affecting the lazy student, but indirectly with the help of a preposition, so we call this an indirect object. After the examples that they gave, ذَهَبْتُ بِالْمَرِيدِ, I went with the patient. Yani بِالْمَرِيدِ, al-marid is the indirect object affected with the help of be. نَظَرْتُ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ, jabal is the indirect object affected with the help of the preposition إِلَى. رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي, sunnah is the indirect object with the help of the preposition an. Uridu an attali'a ala manhaji. Manhaji is the indirect object with the help of the preposition ala. And la arghabu fi safari. As-safar is the indirect object with the help of the preposition fi. So it's not the direct object, and therefore we see that it's not
Yani we don't see it as being mansub and its vowel changing to fatha because it's an indirect object, and because it's affected with the help of a preposition, it became majrur. It became majrur by the preposition that that brings the effect of the verb to it indirectly. This object, after these examples, this object of such a verb is called al-maf'ulu ghayru as-sarih. Al-maf'ul ghayru as-sarih, indirect object. It is majrur because of the preposition, but it is in the place of nasb, fi mahalli nasb, because it is the indirect object. Okay, so in the explanation of the grammatical analysis of this type of expression, we say that because of the preposition, it's the object of the preposition, so it is majrur. Yani love then, in its expression, the way we see it written out, or the way we hear it, we see that it is majrur, and the sign of being majrur is the kasra. However, because it is an indirect object, we also say that it is in the place. The jaw al majrur, the preposition and its object, is in the position in the sentence as the indirect object where it should be mansub. Here we say what? It is fi mahalli nasbin. Fi in mahalli, the place where it should be nasb, yani mansub. So it's majrur because of the preposition, and it is fi mahalli nasb because it is indirectly the object of the verb. So I hope that this is clear. Yani the first point is very, very important point. The transitive verb requires an object. It requires an object that is affected by its action. This object is called the maf'ulun bi, and it is mansub. But some verbs don't have a direct object, but they have an indirect object that's affected, but not directly, and because it's affected only with the help of a preposition, when we look at it, we see that it is the object of the preposition, and therefore it is majrur. However, the preposition and its object together, we also say that as an indirect object, it is in the place where it should be mansub, yani fi mahalli nasb. The next point, point number two, I said that we should include this with point number one, because following it on the next page, there's another point number two, and so we're going to, I said we're going to keep this as a part of point number one, and I want to look at this in detail as well. Because we're gonna, this is really from the core of the lesson. It says on the middle half of page 75, number two, point number two, it says how to make an intransitive verb transitive. Okay, so we already talked about what's the difference between transitive and intransitive, and what's the difference between them. The transitive verb has a direct object, intransitive verb does not. Now, how do you make an intransitive verb that doesn't have a direct object? How do you make it transitive such that it takes a direct object? It says, we say in English, rise and raise your hand. Stand up and raise your hand up. Rise is intransitive because the action of rising doesn't affect anything else. It remains with the fa'il, the one who is rising up. And by changing the pattern of the verb, we get raise, which is transitive. It affects something else. Raise your hand. Direct object. But this kind of change is very rare in English. In Arabic, it is very common. An intransitive verb can be made transitive in two primary ways. By changing it to A, bab fa'ala, and B, bab af'ala. So these two babs we looked at previously in the end of level 3. Yani we looked at bab fa'ala and bab af'ala in lessons 16 and 17. These two babs, if you transfer an intransitive verb that doesn't have a direct object to one of these two babs, either of them, it becomes transitive. And we'll also note, as we go through the rest of this point, that if a verb is already transitive and you transfer it to one of these two babs, it becomes doubly transitive. Meaning, if it's already transitive, it has a direct object, it becomes doubly transitive, means it has two direct objects. Alright, so let's read what it says here, and then kind of quickly go through the remaining of the points, just any passing over them quickly. Now, Okay, so what remains here says how to make an intransitive verb transitive. Either by changing it to bab fa'ala, for example, nazala means he got down. If you change it to the bab fa'ala, meaning doubling the middle radical, the ayn, it became nazala. Yani the zay became doubled. That's called tada'if. Doubling the middle radical in order to change the verb from an intransitive verb to the bab fa'ala, making it transitive, making it have a direct object. So nazala means he got down. Okay? His action of getting down doesn't affect anything else. But when you transfer it to nazala, he brought down, yani he caused something else to come down. Now it has a direct object. So you say, for example, nazaltu min as-sayyara. I got down from the car, not affecting anyone else. ثم نزلت with شد on the زي نزلت الطفلة. Then I took down the child. Yani having a direct effect, a direct object, yani الطفلة. The process of changing an intransitive verb into a transitive verb by doubling, yani doubling the middle radical, the second radical, is called التضعيف. Yani from ضعف يضعف, yani to make something double. To make something double. This process of transferring a verb that is intransitive to a transitive verb by changing it to the bab fa'ala, by doubling the middle radical, the second radical, this is called tada'if. The second way to make an intransitive verb transitive, or to make it doubly transitive if it's already transitive, is by changing it to the bab af'ala, af'ala. For example, and that is by adding a hamza to the beginning of the first radical, adding hamza to the beginning of the verb and making the first radical sakin. So fa'ala became af'ala. This is the second way to make an intransitive verb transitive, or to make a transitive verb doubly transitive with two objects, two direct objects, by transferring it to af'ala. For example, jalasa means he sat, and ajlasa means he seated, yani someone else, caused somebody else to sit down. In the sentence they gave us, I sat in the first row and I seated the child by my side. Jalastu fi saff al-awwal wa ajlastu. Ajlastu yani is bab af'ala. Ajlastu at-tifla bi janibi. And I sat, seated or caused the child to sit by my side. So here in this bab af'ala on the next page 76, it says the hamza which is prefixed to the verb in bab af'ala is called hamzatu at-ta'diyati. Hamzatu at-ta'diyati. The transitive hamza, meaning the hamza that causes the verb that's intransitive to be transferred to the bab af'ala and become transitive. If it's already transitive, it becomes doubly transitive. Certain verbs can be changed to both of these abwab, yani like nazala can be transferred to bab fa'ala, it became nazala, and it can be transferred to bab af'ala, so it became anzala. Nazala, you can say nazala, or you can say anzala, and both of them make the intransitive verb nazala, which doesn't have a direct object, become transitive from either one of these verbs. Most verbs can be changed to either of these, one or the other. One must learn this from books and dictionaries. Yani, which one of these verbs an intransitive verb can be transferred to make it transitive. Yani, not every verb can be made transitive by fa'ala. Some of them can only be made transitive by transferring it to the verb af'ala. And some by transferring it only to the verb fa'ala. So you have to know this from Arabic books, grammar books, dictionaries, and things like this. Finally, the last thing we want to emphasize here in this review is if a transitive verb that already has a direct object is transferred to any one of these two abwab, either fa'ala or af'ala, it becomes doubly transitive and takes two objects. For example, darastu al-lugata al-arabiya, I studied Arabic. Here the verb darasa has one object, al-lugata, and al-arabiya is the na'at or sifa. Darastu with shadda on the ra, al-lugata al-arabiya, or darastuka al-lugata al-arabiya, I taught you Arabic here, it has two objects, the kaf and the word al-lugata. And the other example they gave us is Samia al-mudarris al-Qur'ana. The teacher listened to the Qur'an, one object, al-Qur'an. Asma'a al-tullabu al-mudarris al-Qur'ana. The students read out the Qur'an to the teacher. Literally, the students made the teacher listen to the Qur'an. There are two objects here. Al-mudarrisa is an object, and al-Qur'ana is an object. Both of them, yani maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. Okay, so this is the core of what I really wanted to review. As far as the remaining points, yani ara is from the bab af'ala, from the verb ra'a, he saw. Ara means to cause somebody to see or to show them. Okay, so ra'a, its mudari is yara, and this verb ara from bab af'ala, its mudari is yuri. Okay, ra'a yara and ara yuri. The third point here, and I hope that you looked at it carefully, because this is also very, very important. We have just seen that when a verb is transferred to bab fa'ala or af'ala, it becomes transitive. For example, nazala, nazala from nazala. As we mentioned previously, if the verb is already transitive with one object, it becomes doubly transitive with two objects. For example, darrasa from darasa. Darasa was already transitive. When you transfer it to bab fa'ala darrasa, it becomes doubly transitive with two objects. This bab, yani now we're only talking about fa'ala. We're not talking about here bab af'ala. Both of them can make an intransitive verb transitive or a transitive verb doubly transitive. But here now, at this point, we're only talking about the bab fa'ala. Yani whether middle radical is doubled, and making a verb transitive or doubly transitive with this bab is called tada'if. Okay, it's called tada'if. What we want to look at now is that this bab fa'ala makes a verb that's intransitive transitive, or a verb that's already transitive doubly transitive, but it also has two other meanings. Two other meanings that are, yani that you can apply to a verb when it's in this bab. Okay, so this bab also signifies an extensive or intensive action. These are two different things, extensive and intensive. In Arabic, the first, extensive, is called at-takthir, means it happens many times or to many things. And the second, intensive, is called al-mubalagha, meaning that it is exaggerated, it's intensive. It happens one time to one object, but it happens with intensity. So last week we looked at this in detail. I just want to mention them in brief here. Yani an extensive action, extensive, yani takthir, is one done on a large scale, yani to many objects, or done repeatedly to the same object. An intensive action is one done thoroughly and with great force. Yani the object is one object, the action is one action, but it's done with intensity. Okay, that's why it's called al-mubalagha. So these two meanings for the bab fa'ala are going to be applicable, one or the other. If it's one object and the action happens one time, then that's what's called al-mubalagha. That's what's called al-mubalagha, or intensive action. If it's many objects that the action is happening to, or one object that is being repeated upon many times, then that's what's called a takthir, or extensive action. It extends to many objects, or its action is repeated many times, a takthir. Okay, so this is the main core of what I wanted to cover for today in terms of reviewing the English key, and I took a little bit more time than I intended to take. So as far as the remaining points, we're not going to cover any of those in the exercises today, so I'll skip them for now, and we'll review those points next week when we actually do the exercises that are going to deal with those points. Okay, so in any case, reviewing the English key is critically important, very, very important, so that, and we retain the information that is new in, yani every time we come to a new lesson, that we retain that information. The way to do so is to do muraja'ah, to review the English key, and to review the Arabic explanations in the main part of the lesson. Okay, so quickly, I want to also take a look at the Arabic text, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. We read it a little bit quickly last week, so I want to make sure I go over the main points that are in this dialogue related to the new information in this lesson, okay? So if we go to page 150, the Arabic dialogue at the beginning of the lesson, it says, الدرس الثامن عشرة, the 18th lesson, بعد الصلاة العصر, is taking place after the صلاة العصر. And I'm going to just quickly kind of read the lines and point out the words or the expressions or the things that are happening here that are from the grammatical points from this lesson, okay? So the mudarris says, كَيْفَ أَمْسَيْتُمْ يَا إِخْوَانُ. So أَمْسَيْتُمْ is the verb, أَمْسَى from the verb أَفْعَلَ, and it means, what condition were you in when you reached the evening? أَمْسَى. It's from the أَخَوَاتُ كَانَ. The طَلَبَ, the students say, أَمْسَيْنَا بِخَيْرٌ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. أَمْسَيْنَا is the same verb, أَمْسَى. Past tense form, first person plural. نَحْنُ أَمْسَيْنَا. We reached the evening in a good condition, بِخَيْرٌ. The teacher says, لِمَا أَخْرَجْتَ السَّبُورَةَ يَا أُسَامَةُ أَدْخِلْهَا بِسُرْعَةٍ. The words in this sentence that we will look at is أَخْرَجْتَ. It's from باب عَفَعَلَ, from خَرَجَ. باب عَفَعَلَ became أَخْرَجَ يُخْرِجُ أَخْرَجْتَ. To cause something to go out. And add the end of this line where it says, أَدْخِلْهَا. This is the fi'l amr from أَدْخَلَ, which is بَابَ عَفْعَلَ, from دَخَلَ, to enter, أَدْخَلَ, to cause something else to enter. The next line, Usama says, أَخْرَجْتُهَا لِأُنَظِّفُهَا لِأُنَظِّفَهَا سَأَدْخُلَهَا بَعْدَ تَنْظِيفُهَا. So the words in this sentence that I want to look at is أَخْرَجْتُ, again from the بَابَ عَفْعَلَ, أَخْرَجَ يُخْرِجُ, and لِأُنَظِّفُهَا is from the بَابَ فَعَلَ. نظف ينظف أنا أنظف. And also سأدخلها it's from باب أفعل, from أدخل يدخل. And تنظيف is the مصدر from نظف ينظف تنظيف. And we had this مصدر from the باب فعل in the end of level 3 in lesson 16 or 17. The teacher says, أيها الإخوة أهنئكم بنجاحكم الباهر في الامتحان النصفي. So the word that we're going to look here is أهنئكم, from هنأ يهنئ, to congratulate, and this is from the verb فعل, هنأ. In the next line, the teacher goes on to say, والله لقد فرحت كثيرا بهذه النتيجة التي بلغت نسبتها 97%. Here the word that we want to look at is لَقَدْ فَرِحْتُ. When a past tense verb is in the affirmative form, it's not negated, then we use the word of emphasis, لَقَدْ, لَام and قَدْ, to emphasize that meaning that is in that sentence. لَقَدْ means what? Definitely, certainly, surely. And we're going to be looking at this exercise related to this in the next session. We'll see it for homework, inshallah. When there's the jawab of a qasam, when the jawab of a qasam is a past tense verb and it's in the affirmative, then we use laqad to emphasize its meaning. We use laqad to emphasize its meaning. So we'll be seeing that in the next session, bi'izni Allah ta'ala. After that, looking for my place. Oh yeah, wallahi laqad. The jawab al qasam, the jawab of the qasam, wallahi laqad farihtu. In the next line, Akasha says, farrahaka Allahu da'iman ya ustadhu. Farraha is from the verb fa'ala. To make someone happy or to make them glad or whatever. Naam. Then the next line says, يُدْخِلُ أُسَامَ السَّبُورَ. يُدْخِلُ is from the verb أَفْعَلَ. أَدْخَلَ يُدْخِلُ. The next line, إِنِّي جَوَّلْتُ is from the verb فَعَلَ. جَوَّلَ, to travel extensively, to go all around, like the world, for example. In that same line, there's دَرَّسْتُ from verb فَعَلَ. دَرَّسَ with شَدَّ on the ra means to teach someone else, as opposed to darasa means to study. Darasa means to cause somebody else to learn. Two lines down, we have three lines down. لَعَلَّكُمْ, the teacher says, لَعَلَّكُمْ أَحْضَرْتُمْ دَفَاتِرْ النَّحْوِ. لَعَلَّكُمْ أَحْضَرْتُمْ. يعني, this is from the bab أَفْعَلَ, which means, يعني, حَضَرَ means to be present, to come, and أَحْضَرَ means to cause somebody else to be present or to bring something with you. أَحْضَرَ, from bab أَفْعَلَ. And then in the next line we have the same verb, نَعَمْ أحضرناها, يعني from bab أفعل. And in the next line we have هاتوها, يعني this was one of the points that we had in the lesson, يعني هات, هاتي, which means to give or to bring something, هاتي. And we said that, did we have that in this lesson or we had it previously? Yeah, maybe we had it before in another lesson. Okay, I'm sorry. But in any case, هاتو, يعني is the masculine plural from هاتي. I think I'm getting confused with my level 2 class. They had that. They had this verb in level 2 class. Now, hatuha, uridu is from arada yuridu. Arada yuridu. This is also bab af'ala. And the teacher saying hatuha, uridu, and uriyaha al-mudira. Yani uriya is from the verb, from bab af'ala, ara yuri, ana uri. أن أريها, يعني it's mansub because of the particle أن, يعني to show it to the principal. In the next line we have يا عمر أسمعني بيت المتنبي الذي ذكرته أمس. يعني أسمع is the فعل أمر from the verb أسمع from the bab أفعل, from the bab أفعل. سمع means to listen, أسمع means to cause somebody else to listen or to hear. On the next page, 151, we have this line of poetry, وَمَا تَأَنِيثُ لِإِسْمِ الشَّمْسِ عَيْبْ وَلَا تَذْكِيرُ فَخْرٌ لِلْحِلَالِ. Yani here we have two words, yani a ta'anith, which is yani the master from أَنَّثَ يُأَنِّثُ, which is bab fa'ala, and we have تَذْكِير, which is also the a master from the verb ذَكَّرَ يُذَكِّرُ تَذْكِير, yani from bab fa'ala. And in the next line we have ta'anith again, and we have yani the mudarris saying kul at ta'anith wa akhruj lisanaka. Akhruj is from bab afala, yani akhraja yukhriju, and yajibu ikhrajul lisan. Ikhraj is the masdar from the bab yani afala, yani akhraja yukhriju. Ikhraj is the masdar. We had that in the end of level 3 in lesson 16 or 17. Then a few lines down, we have the teacher continuing, and he says, أَذُنُّ أَنَّنِي فَهَّمْتُكُمْ مَعْنَاهُ. I think that I have caused you to understand its meaning. Yeah, I need to explain, I've explained its meaning. This is فَهَّمَ, it's from the bab فَعَلَ. يعني فَهِمَ means to understand, فَهَّمَ is to cause somebody else to understand, يعني, or to explain to them. In the next line we have Usama saying نعم معناه إنما الشيء بحقيقته لا باسمه لا باسمه. يعني here we have the word إنما, and we're going to talk about that in the next session, and we'll do exercises with it in the next session. But in the English key, يعني we had this expression إنما, and it is used يعني to for emphasis. But it has two effects. Yani it's inna plus ma, and it has two effects. Yani in that innama, yani makes inoperative the work of inna, which makes its ism mansub, it no longer becomes mansub. And also when ma is added to innama, and when it's added to inna, it can be used with a verbal sentence as well as a nominal sentence. We'll talk about that in the next session. That will be for homework. We'll look at the English key again. We'll review the English key dealing with that point for homework next week, and we'll cover it in next week's session. In the next line we have Ali saying Ya Ustadhu Arju and Tasmah Ali Bil Zahab. Zahab yani is a masdar from Zahaba Yadhabu, Zahab on the pattern of Fa'al, and that was a masdar that we had covered in this lesson, and we'll look at it, yani probably we'll see it next week, the bab, the masdar يعني فعال, like ذهب and نجاح. After that, we have إلى غرفتي فإن بي صداعا شديدا. Here we have inna bi, yani the preposition bi and ya al mutakallam, yani something that has affected me. And then we have suda'an, which is a pattern, yani the pattern of fu'al, which is yani in the English key, and we'll look at it next week again. It's a pattern that's used for sicknesses or illnesses or diseases. Yani the pattern of fu'al, not fa'al, but fu'al. And then there are examples in the English key of different types of yani sicknesses that are in this pattern of fu'al. After that we have ma adaraka, yani from dara, yani adara yudri, means what will make you cause you to understand or to know this is bab af'ala. And then we have adhunnu, and we have iyaka, yani iyaka is tahdhir, yani warning a person of something that is harmful or evil, to pay attention to it, to avoid it. And we'll look at that also in next week's session in the homework for this coming week. I think this is what we wanted to look at from the Arabic dialogue. These are the things that we should be paying attention to when we're reading the dialogue, looking for the grammatical points or vocabulary words that are new in this lesson, making sure that we recognize the grammar that's new for this lesson, and making sure that we recognize any new words that came in the lesson. And if anybody doesn't have it, you can send to our email address that we normally use for the homework assignments a request for the PDF, which has a chapter by chapter, almost pretty much complete vocabulary listing of all the words in each chapter for the level 4 course. Okay, now we're going to go to the new material that we didn't look at last week. The first thing is the comprehension questions. The comprehension questions, exercise number 1. Exercise number 1 on page 152. Exercise number 1 on page 152. Is comprehension from the dialogue that we read last week and that we yani quickly went through just now. So we're on top of page 152. It says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer the following questions. Number 1. لماذا أخرج أسامة السبورة من الفصل؟ يعني why did Usama bring the writing board out of the classroom? Akhraja, yani from bab af'ala, yani akhraja yukhriju. Why did he bring the writing board out of the classroom? Akhraja usamatu as-saburata min al-fasli liyunadhifaha. Yani Usama took the writing board out of the classroom to clean it. Yani, and this important word here is li yunadhifaha, yani from nadhafa yunadhifu, yani huwa yunadhif. The second question, kam balagat nisbat an-najah, yani the percentage of passing, what percentage did it reach? Kam balagat, how much did it reach? The nisba, the percentage of an-najah, yani of those who passed the examination. Balagat nisbati أو بلغت نسبة should be نسبة because it's the فاعل of بلغت. بلغت نسبة النجاح 97% 97% يعني the success rate or the percentage of success of the students in that class reached 97%. 97%. Number 3. لماذا أراد علي أن يذهب إلى غرفته؟ يعني why did Ali want to go to his room? أراد علي أن يذهب إلى غرفته لأن به صداعا شديدا. يعني Ali wanted to go to his room because he had a severe headache. صداعا شديدا. Number 4. ماذا يريد المدرس أن يري المدير؟ What is it that the teacher wants to show to the mudir? Yuridu al-mudarrisu an yuriya, yani mansub with fatta because of n, an yuriya al-mudira mafulun bi mansub with fatta dafatira an-nahwi, the grammar notebooks. And dafatira is the maful al-thani. Al-mudira is maful al-awwal. Mansub with fatta, and the fatira is maful thani, mansub with fatta. So this is the comprehension questions from the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson. Now we want to look at the Arabic explanation of yani the verb when it's considered yani mutaaddi or lazim. Okay, and then we will also look at yani that some verbs, the fact that some verbs yani affect an object indirectly but not directly, and this is called yani indirect object or yani maf'ul ghayr sari. And after that we're going to do the exercise related to this topic, and then we'll go further into the bab fa'ala, yani af'ala and fa'ala, how they cause an intransitive verb or a transitive verb to become transitive. And we'll do the exercises, three exercises related to that, and that's what we hope to be able to cover in the time that remains. Okay, so there are two Arabic explanations, and then there are four exercises. One exercise with the first Arabic explanation, and two exercises with the second Arabic explanation. And all of this, all of these exercises, we should have already done for homework. So we're going to be going over them, and the point here is that when I go over the exercises, at that time you should be looking at your homework assignment, you should be looking at what you wrote and correcting your material, because we're not going to have you turn in the material. Rather, we're going to go over it together in the following session after a homework assignment so that you can make the corrections, if any, if there's a need to make any corrections to the exercises that you had for homework. Okay, so the first Arabic explanation is on page 152. It says, يَنْقَسِمُ الْفِعْلُ بِاعْتِبَارِ مَعْنَاهُ إِلَى مُتَعَدٍ وَلَازِمٍ. Yani the verb is divided, ينقسم الفعل, in consideration of its meaning, in consideration of its meaning, as opposed to in consideration of it being ثلاثي or رباعي or مجرد or مزيد, in consideration of its meaning, is divided into متعد, transitive, and لازم, intransitive. Yani متعد, its effect goes on to affect an object, and لازم means its action remains on the fa'il, the subject. It doesn't affect something else directly. And then we get two definitions and explanations for each of these two types, two divisions of the verb. فَالْمُتَعَدِّي مَا تَجَاوَزَ حَدَثُهُ الْفَاعِلَ إِلَى الْمَفْعُولِ بِهِ. Yani the mutaaddi is the verb that تَجَاوَزَ حَدَثُهُ, its action goes beyond the fa'il, the subject do of the action, it goes beyond the fa'il, إِلَى الْمَفْعُولِ بِهِ, it goes on to affect an object that is known as the مَفْعُولٌ بِهِ, that is mansub, and the primary sign of it being mansub is going to be fatha. For example, بَنَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ الْكَعْبَةَ. When Ibrahim built the Kaaba, Ibrahim is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, and the effect of his action of building, yani, goes beyond Ibrahim, the fa'il, to affect an object which is the maf'ulun bi al-ka'bata. And the maf'ulun bi, we said, is mansub, the primary sign of being mansub is fatah. So here, the muta'addi verb is what? The one that is hadath, its action, tajawaza, goes beyond the fa'il, do of the action, to an object known as the maf'ulun bi. Here in this sentence, bana Ibrahimu alayhi salam al-ka'bata, Ibrahim is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, and al-ka'ba, al-ka'bata is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha. Also the muta'addi verb, also another important point concerning it that distinguishes it from the lazim verb, huwa yahtaj ila fa'ilin yaf'aluhu wa maf'ulun bihi yaqa'a alayhi. So the mutaaddi verb requires a fa'il, yaf'aluhu, to do its action, and a maf'ulun bi, yaqa'a alayhi, that the action affects or occurs upon it. Yaqa'a alayhi, the action occurs to that object that's called the maf'ulun bi. So the mutaaddi verb requires a fa'il to do the action, and a maf'ulun bi that receives that action, that is the object of that action. Wa alamatuhu, and the sign of the, that a verb is mutaaddi, أن يقبل حاء الضمير التي تعود إلى المفعول به. And the sign that a verb is متعدي is that it accepts a pronoun, that it can take a pronoun which goes back, that refers back to the مفعول به. A pronoun that refers back to the مفعول به. For example, قرأ الدرس وفهمه. He read the lesson and he understood it. Here we see فهمه accepts a pronoun. That pronoun, dhamir, ta'udu ila maf'ulun bi goes back to the maf'ulun bi, which is ad-darsa. So if a verb can take a pronoun that refers back to a maf'ulun bi, that means that that verb is mutaaddi. Qara'a ad-darsa, that's the maf'ulun bi. Wa fahimahu, yani the who, the pronoun here is the maf'ulun bi, it refers back to ad-darsa. Okay, so two things about the mutaaddi verb. It must have a fa'il and a maf'ulun bi. The fa'il that does this action and maf'ulun bi that receives this action. And also, a sign that a verb is mutaaddi is that it can take a pronoun that refers back to the previously mentioned maf'ulun bi. Okay, alamatu yaqbal. Okay, yeah. Qara'a wa fahimahu. Okay, they give another example before we go on to the lazim. It says, Ra'aytu hasharatan sammatan faqataltuha. I saw a hashara, yani an insect, a poisonous insect. Hasharatan sammatan faqataltuha. Then I killed it. So here we see qataltu. The verb is accepting a pronoun ha that refers back to the maf'ulun bi hasharatan. And this is an indication or sign that it is a mutaaddi verb, that it takes the pronoun that can refer back to the maf'ulun bi that is mentioned previously. As far as the lazim, it says the lazim verb is ma, is that which la yata'adda atharuhu. La yata'adda atharuhu fa'ilahu. Yani its effect, its hadath, its effect doesn't go beyond its fa'il. Doesn't go beyond fa'ilahu. La yata'adda doesn't go beyond, yani its athar doesn't go beyond its fa'il. For example, kharaja at-tullabu. Yani the action of going out doesn't go beyond the fa'il at-tullab. Doesn't affect something else. Fariha al-mudarrisu. The teacher was happy. Yani the action of being happy doesn't go beyond the mudarris, the fa'il. Wa la yahtaj al-fi'lu al-lazimu ila maf'ulun bi. So, there are two things about the lazim verb. Its action doesn't affect anything. It doesn't go beyond the one who's doing the action. And number two, it doesn't require a maf'ulun bi. Whereas, the opposite is true of the mutaaddi verb. Its action affects something other than the fa'il. It goes beyond the fa'il. And it requires a maf'ulun bi, which is the thing that's affected by its action. Finally, on the bottom of this page, it says, okay, this is for the difference between mutaaddi and lazim. Mutaaddi affects something else directly, and lazim does not affect something else directly. قَدْ يَتَعَدَّ الْفِعْلُ اللَّازِمُ بِوَاسَطَةِ حَرْفِ الْجَرِّ. But it might happen sometimes that the fi'l lazim, you know, it doesn't have a direct, it doesn't affect something directly, that it might يَتَعَدَّ, yani it might go beyond the fa'il by means of the harf jar. Yani with the help of a harf jar, it may have an effect on an object, an indirect object. Okay, so the fi'l lazim doesn't have a direct object, but sometimes it can have an indirect object that it affects with the help of a preposition. And we read this, yani carefully, previously last week, and we read it again, yani in the quick review of the English key today. قَدْ يَتَعَدَّ الْفِعْلُ. Sometimes. قَدْ يَتَعَدَّ means sometimes, not always. But sometimes, the fi'l lazim, its action may go beyond the fa'il to affect an object indirectly, بِوَاسِطَةِ حَرْفِ جَرْ, yani with the help of a preposition. For example, غَدِبَ الْمُدَرِّسُ عَلَى الطَّالِبِ الْكَسْلَانِ. The teacher was angry with the lazy student. So here, the effect of the action of anger, it does have an effect on the طالب الكسلان, but indirectly with the help of the preposition عَلَى, and we mentioned this already previously. ذَهَبْتُ بِالْمَرِيدِ إِلَى الْمُسْتَشْفَى. Here, yani the action of going has an effect beyond, yani ذَهَبْتُ أَنَا ذَهَبْتُ, beyond the fa'il, and it affects an object, the marid, indirectly with the help of the preposition be. And نَظَرْتُ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ, yani الْجَبَل here is an indirect object, it's affected by the action of looking my looking, nazartu, ana nazartu, ila al-jabali, it's affected by my action indirectly with the help of the preposition ila. And then they gave the rest of the examples that we already saw before. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallama, faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever is raghiba an means dislikes or is not desirous of my sunnah, has no desire for my sunnah, falaysa minni, then he is not from me. I have nothing to do with him. Here we see that sunnah is affected indirectly with the help of the preposition an by the action of, yani the verb raghiba. Number five, uridu an attaliya ala manhaji madrasatika. I want to look at, examine, become familiar with the manhaj, the curriculum of your school. Here, attaliya, the action of looking at or examining or becoming familiar with, is affecting indirectly the word manhaj, yani with the help of the preposition ala. So manhaj is an indirect object with the help of the preposition ala. Number six, la arghabu fi safari hadha al-usbu'a, yani I'm not desirous, yani la arghabu fi means to desire something, raghiba an means to not desire something, to not like it. Alright, so لا أرغب, I'm not desirous of, as suffer, traveling, هذا الأسبوع. Here the action of the verb أرغب is indirectly affecting the word as suffer with the help of the preposition. This is an indirect object. The indirect object, we're going to see it as being مجرور because of the preposition في or على or عن. But as we note here at the end of this discussion, it says ويسمى مفعول مثل هذا الفعل غير صريح. Yani the object, the مفعول of the like of this type of verb that affects an object indirectly with the help of a preposition is called غير صريح. Yani indirect. It is not clear. It is not directly affecting it. So it's غير صريح. It's not clear. This is called an indirect object. وهو مجرور لفظا. It is yani majrur in the genitive case. Its wording is majrur, yani you see it taking kasra because of the biharf al-jar, al-jarri. Because of the preposition, we see that the wording of it is going to be majrur with kasra. But it is mansubun mahallan ala annahu maf'ulu bihi ghayru sari. But yani in terms of its position in the sentence, its place in the sentence, it's mansub, mahallan. So we say it is, yani fi mahalli nasb, in the place, in the position where it should be mansub, based on what? Ala annahu maf'ulun bihi ghayru sari, because it is a maf'ulun bihi, an object, that is ghayru sari, not clear, yani not directly affected, but indirectly affected by the help of the preposition. So, the maf'ulun bi in these final sentences, 1 through 6, the maf'ulun bi is an indirect maf'ul. And that's why it's called al-maf'ul, yani غير السري. It is affected with the help of a preposition. This is what we call the indirect object. So, verbs are lazim or muta'addi. Muta'addi affects an object directly. A lazim doesn't affect any object directly, but sometimes it can affect an object indirectly, and that object is called yani maf'ulun ghayru sarih. Okay, let's do the exercises 1 through 13, which require us to distinguish verbs which are lazim from verbs which are muta'addin. Okay, it says mayyiz, distinguish al-lazima, the verb that is lazim, intransitive, min al-muta'addi, from the verb that is transitive, fi ma yali, and what follows. Okay, so we're going to read these sentences, we're going to translate them, and we're going to identify the verb as being either lazim or muta'addi. If it affects an object directly, then we're going to say it's muta'addin. If it doesn't affect a verb directly, then we're going to say it's yani lazim. And there's one example here, the last one, the 13th, which is a transitive verb from the bab of fa'ala, but it is affecting its object indirectly with the help of a preposition. So this object can be called غير الصري, even though this verb is a verb from the باب فعل, which is a متعدي verb. Okay, let's look at these sentences 1 through 13. Okay, hopefully you have already written them out, you have translated them, and you have identified the verb as either being لازم or متعدن. Number 1, يشرح المدرس الدرس مرتين. The teacher explains the lesson twice. Yashrahu is a lazim, verb. Yani fi'l lazim. I'm sorry, it's muta'addin because it's affecting the object directly. I'm sorry. Yashrahu al mudarrisu al darsa. So the darsa is the maf'ulun bi mansub. Walamatu nasbihi fatha. It's the direct object. So it's muta'addin. Yashrahu is muta'addin. Yashrahu is the fi'l, al-mudarris is the fa'l, and al-darsa is mafulun bi. Number 2, dahika at-tullabu, the students laughed. Here, dahika is definitely yani lazim. It's not having any direct effect on any object. Number 3, raja'a abi al-barihata. Here, yani raja'a is lazim. It doesn't have any direct object. And don't be deceived or misled by al-barihata taking fatha, because al-barihata is not the object of the verb raja, rather it's maf'ulun fihi, yani dharf al-zaman. It's an adverb of time, and the dharf al-zaman and makan are mansub with fatha. So here this verb is lazim, its effect doesn't have a direct object. Raja abi al-barihata, my father came back last night. Number 4, حفظت القرآن وأنا صغير. I memorized the Quran while I was صغير, young, small, young. So here, حفظت is the فعل and the فاعل, and القرآن is the مفعول به, so that means that it is متعدٍ. Number 5, اجلس هنا, sit here. يعني this verb is لازم. يعني the meaning of it is اجلس أنت. And the effect of the action of sitting doesn't affect anything else. Huna is a dharf al-makan, adverb of place. Number 6, iftah al-baba, or iftah al-baba wa aghlik al-nawafidha. Open the door and close the windows. Iftah, yani, is muta'addin, because al-baba is maf'ulun bi mansub, and aghlik is also yani mutaaddi, because of nawafidha is the direct object mafulun bi mansub with fatha. And by the way, aghlaq is from the bab af'ala, yani from the bab af'ala, aghlaqa yughliqu. Number 7, amara Allah ta'ala Ibrahim alayhi salam bidhabhi ibnihi Ismail alayhi salam. Yani Allah, the Most High, commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his son Ismail alayhi salam. Amara Allah ta'ala Ibrahimu. Amara is the verb and it's mutaaddi. The object is, direct object is Ibrahim. Mafulun bi mansub. And bidhabi ibnihi Ismail. Naam. So the verb here, amara, is muta'addin. Number 8, nama at-tiflu, the child slept. Yani there's no direct object here, so nama is the verb and at-tiflu is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. It is lazim. Number 9, qumtu min an-nawmi muta'akhiran. I woke up from sleep late. Yani here there's no direct object, yani the action of getting up. Yani kumtu, I got up. There's no direct object. Yani minan naumi is an indirect object, so the kumtu is lazim. Number 10, na'budu Allah wa la nushriku bihi shay'a. Na'budu Allah, yani na'budu is a muta'addin verb. The object is the love dhal jalala. The word Allah, yani is maf'ulun bi mansub. وَلَا نُشْرِكُ, يعني نُشْرِك is from the verb أَشْرَكَ يُشْرِكُ from bab afala. It's also متعدٍ. يعني ولا نشرك شيئا به. يعني شيئا is the مفعول به منصوب. So both of these verbs نعبد and نشرك are both متعد. Number 11, لم آكل شيئا. I didn't eat anything. آكل is يعني متعد, the مفعول به, the its direct object is شيئا. Number 12, تعب العمال. The workers or laborers became tired. Yani there's no direct object, so ta'iba is lazim. Number 13, rahabtu. Yani from the verb rahaba, from the verb fa'ala is a mutaaddin verb, but here it is affecting its object indirectly with the help of the preposition be. Rahabtu bidhuyufi, I welcomed the guest. So here its object is ghayr sari, yani indirect object, but it is from the verb fa'ala, yani muta'addin. Page 154 is the second Arabic explanation that we're going to cover today. And this second Arabic explanation is dealing with how the fi'l lazim becomes muta'addin by transferring it to the verb afala or the verb fa'ala. Okay? So we're going to see both, yani the verb that's yani transit, that's intransitive, lazim, becoming transitive, yani meaning having a direct object, by it being transferred either to the verb fa'ala or the verb af'ala. Both of them makes an intransitive verb transitive, or it makes a transitive verb doubly transitive, instead of having only one object, having two. The instruction says, يَسِيرُ الفعل اللازم متعديا, يعني the فعل لازم becomes متعديا بنقله, by transferring it إلى بابي, to the two babs أفعل or فعل, كما يتضح, as it will become clear من الأمثلة الآتية, from the following examples. Okay, the first group of examples is going to be the intransitive verb lazim becoming transitive by transferring it to the verb af'ala. And the second set of examples are a transitive verb becoming an intransitive verb lazim becoming transitive by transferring to the verb fa'ala. So the first group under alif is going to be with the verb af'ala, and the second group under ba is going to be with the verb fa'ala. So number one, under alif, kharaja Hamidun min al-fasli. Hamid came out of the classroom. Transfer it to the bab afala from kharaja. Akhraja al-mudarrisu Hamidan min al-fasli. The teacher caused Hamid to go out of the classroom. Yani he removed him from the classroom. And in the first one, kharaja Hamidun, Hamid went out. In the second one, akhraja al-mudarrisu Hamidan, the teacher caused Hamid to go out. Number two, نزل الجريح من سيارة الإسعاف. The جريح, the wounded person, descended from the سيارة الإسعاف, from the ambulance. يعني he got down from the ambulance. When we transfer نزل to أنزل, باب أفعل, أنزل الممرضون الجريح من سيارة الإسعاف. يعني the ممرضون, the nurses, caused the wounded person to descend from the ambulance. Yani they brought the wounded person down from the ambulance. Nazala jari, the wounded person descended on his own. Anzala mumarridun al jari, the nurses yani brought down the wounded person. Number three, jalasa al talibu al jadidu amam al mudarrisi. The new student sat in front of the teacher. Bab afala, ajlasa al mudarrisu al taliba al jadida amamahu, yani the teacher caused the new student to sit in front of him. So jalasa talibu al-jadidu, he sat himself in front of the teacher. Ajlasa al-mudarrisu al-talib al-jadida, the teacher sat him, seated him, caused him to sit in front of him. So these are examples of a lazim intransitive verb خرج نزل جلس becoming transitive by transferring it to the verb أفعل. يعني خرج became أخرج, نزل became أنزل, and جلس became أجلس. The second group is going to be with the verb فعل. نزل الطفل من الطائرة. The child came down from the airplane. نزلت الطفل من الطائرة. I caused the child to come down from the airplane. Number two, نام المريض. The sick person slept. نوم الدواء المريض. The medicine caused the sick person to sleep. Number three, نجا ركاب السيارة التي انقلبت. يعني the passengers of the car which turned over were saved, were safe. نجا with شد on the جيم. نجا الله ركاب السيارة التي انقلبت. Allah saved the passengers of the car that turned over. So we see again, يعني the verb نزل becoming transitive by transferring it to the verb فعل نزلت, and نام to the verb فعل نوم, and نجا being transferred to the verb فعل نجا. Alright, so this is how the transitive verb becomes, the intransitive verb, the lazim verb becomes transitive. Yani, it doesn't have a direct object. When we transfer it to the verb af'ala or fa'ala, it becomes transitive with a direct object. And then it says here, second part of this point is, إذا نقل الفعل المتعدي إلى مفعول واحد إلى هذين البابين تعدى إلى مفعولين. إذا نقل الفعل المتعدي إلى مفعول واحد. يعني if you take a verb that is متعدي with having one object to one of these two babs, يعني فعل أو أفعل, then تعدى إلى مفعولين. Then it becomes يعني affecting two objects. A verb that is already transitive becomes doubly transitive. One object, now it takes two objects. For example, سمع المدرس القرآن. This is a verb, سمع, it's already transitive. It has an object, القرآن. أسمع الطلاب المدرس القرآن. When we transfer it to the verb أفعل, سمع becomes أسمع, becomes doubly transitive. يعني المدرس is مفعول الأول and القرآن المفعول الثاني. The second example, فهم الطالب الدرس. The student understood the lesson. Transferred to the verb فعل, فهم المدرس الطالب الدرس. The teacher, يعني in the first example فهم, the student understood the lesson. In the second example فهم مدرس الطالب, يعني the teacher caused the student to understand the lesson. In the first one there's one object الدرس, and the second one الطالب is the مفعول الأول and الدرس is the مفعول الثاني. So there are three exercises with this explanation, يعني how the فعل, يعني لازم, which is intransitive, becomes transitive when it's transferred to one of these verbs, أفعل or فعل, and also if a verb is already transitive, having one object, how it becomes doubly transitive to two objects. The first exercise on page 155, أدخل كل فعل مما يأتي في جملتين. You use or enter each of the verbs in what follows in two sentences. في الجملة الأولى, in the first sentence, just as it is. يعني the verb, leaving the verb just as it is, make it a sentence. And في الجملة الثانية, in the second sentence, يعني you're going to take that verb بعد إدخال حمزة التعدية. You're going to use حمزة التعدية to change that verb. يعني for example, from خرج to أخرج. So the first sentence, you're going to leave the verb just as it is. The second sentence, you're going to change it to the verb أفعل with حمزة التعدية. يعني إدخال حمزة التعدية عليه. يعني entering حمزة التعدية upon the verb, changing it to the verb أفعل. And in the next exercise, we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to change it to the verb فعل. Instead of حمزة التعدية, we're going to double, يعني تضعيف, double the middle radical, making it يعني for the verb فعل. So the first exercise is with verb أفعل, and the second exercise is with the verb فعل. So the first one, first exercise, top of page 155, sentence number one, خرج حَامِدٌ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ Hamid went out of the classroom. أَخْرَجَ الْمُرَاقِبُ حَامِدًا مِنَ الْفَصْلِ The muraqib, yani the monitor, caused Hamid to go out of the classroom. Number two, دَخَلَ الْمَرِيدُ الْمُسْتَشْفَى The sick person entered the hospital. أَدْخَلَ النَّاسُ الْمَرِيضَ الْمُسْتَشْفَى The people caused the sick person to enter the hospital. They admitted him into the hospital. Number three, جَلَسَ حَامِدٌ أَمَامَ الْمُدَرِّسِ Hamid sat in front of the teacher. أَجْلَسَ الْمُدَرِّسُ الطَّالِبَ أَجْلَسَ الْمُدَرِّسُ حَامِدًا أَمَامَهُ Yani, Hamid sat in front of the teacher. The teacher caused Hamid to sit in front of who? In front of him. Number four. نَزَلَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي رَمَضَانَ The Qur'an descended in Ramadan. أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنَ فِي رَمَضَانَ Allah caused the Qur'an to descend in Ramadan. Yani, He revealed it. He sent it down. Number five. ضَحِكَ الطِّفْلُ The child laughed. أَضْحَكَ الْأَبُ الطِّفْلَ The father caused the child to laugh. Number six. بَكَى الْوَلَدُ Yani, the boy laughed. أَبْكَى الْجُوعُ الْوَلَدَ Yani, hunger caused the boy to laugh. Or, yani, I'm sorry, not to laugh. Baka means to cry. I don't know, I'm losing focus a little bit. I'm thinking of the previous sentence, dahika. Baka, yani al-waladu, the child cried. Abqa al-juu al-walada, yani hunger caused the child to cry, made him cry. Number seven, sami'a al-mudarrisu al-darsa, the teacher heard the lesson. Yani, asma'a al-talibu Al-mudarrisa ad-darsa, the student caused the teacher to, yani, hear the lesson. So we see in these examples, yani, that in the original sentence, dakhala became adkhala, he entered, he caused someone to enter, jalasa became ajlasa, he sat, he caused somebody else to sit, nazala became anzala, nazala, it descended, anzala, It was caused to descend. Dahika, he laughed. Adhaka, someone caused him to laugh. Baka, he cried. Abaka, something caused him to cry. Samia, he heard. Asma'a, he caused someone else to hear. The second exercise, still on page 155, same exercise, but instead of bab afala, it's going to be bab fa'ala. Adkhil kulla fi'lan mimma yati fi jumlatain. Each of the verbs that follow, use it in two sentences. في الجملة الأولى, in the first sentence, كما هو, just as it is, وفي الجملة الثانية, and in the second sentence, use it بعد تضعيفه, after doubling it, doubling the second radical, أي نقله إلى باب فعل. يعني تضعيفه means transferring it to the باب فعل. The first sentence, درس حامدٌ اللغة العربية حامد study the Arabic language درس حامدٌ درس بلال حامدًا اللغة العربية يعني حامد study the Arabic language درس بلال حامدًا بلال taught حامد the Arabic language يعني caused him to learn the Arabic language Number two, خاف الطفل الحرة. The child was afraid of the cat. خوف الأبو الطفل الحرة. Yani the father caused the child to have fear of the cat. Number three, نام المريض. The sick person slept. نوم الدواء المريض. The medication caused the sick person to sleep. Number four, حفظ حامد سورة الملك. Hamid memorized the chapter entitled Al-Mulk. حفظ المدرس حامدا سورة الملك. Yani the teacher caused Hamid, helped Hamid to memorize Surah Al-Mulk. Jaffa, number five, Jaffa al-thawbu, the garment became dry. Jaffafat al-shamsu al-thawba, the sun caused the garment to become dry, dried it. Nam, so we see khafa, he feared. Khawafa, he caused somebody to fear. Nama, he slept. Nawwama, caused him to sleep. Hafidha, he memorized. Haffadha, he caused him to memorize. Jaffa, it dried. Jaffafat, yani jaffafa, caused something to dry. The third exercise, and this is the final exercise that we had for homework this week, 12 sentences on the bottom of page 155. Kayfa uddiyat al-af'al allati tahtaha khat fil amthilati al-atiyati. How was the verbs that have a line underneath them, the underlined verbs, how did they become, yani, transitive? Kayfa uddiyat, yani fam'adda. Kayfa uddiyat al-af'al allati tahtaha khat, the underlined verbs, how did they become transitive? Fil amthila al-ati, and the following examples. So they give us 12 sentences. In each one of them, they give us verbs that are muta'addi, and they want us to tell how did it become muta'addi. Is it by transferring it to the bab af'ala by hamzat al-ta'diyah, or by transferring it to the bab fa'ala by tada'if, by doubling the second radical? First sentence, man abka at-tifla ya aminatu. Who caused the child to cry, O Amina? So abka became yani muta'addi by being transferred to the bab af'ala bi hamzat at-ta'diyah. Ma abkahu ahadun innama yabki min al-ju'. She said nothing, no one caused him to cry. Ma abkahu ahadun, no one caused him to cry, but rather he cried only because of hunger. So abkahu again is the same verb, yani became muta'addi because of being transferred to bab af'ala by hamzatul ta'diyah. Number two, qala at-talibu al-jadidu lil-mudarrisi, ya ustadu ajlisni qariban min as-suburati fa inna nadari dha'ifun. The new student said to the teacher, O teacher, seat me near to the writing board, for indeed my eyesight is weak. Here we have ajlisni, yani is the bab af'ala, it became transitive by yani hamzat ta'diyah, by being transferred to the bab af'ala. Turning the page to 156, number 3, nazalat as-sayyaratu thumma nazzaltu. Nazaltu min as-sayyarati, I descended from the car. Thumma nazzaltu ummi al-mariida. Thumma nazzaltu ummi al-mariidata. Yani, I descended from the car. I got out of the car. Then I caused my sick mother, to come down from the car. ثُمَّ نَزَّلْتُ أُمِّي. Then I brought my mother down, al-mariida, yani who was sick. Then I brought her down from the car. Number four, yani so نَزَّلْتُ became transitive by tada'if, by being transferred to the bab fa'ala. Number four, يَا أَحْمَدُ لَا تُدْحِكْنِي وَأَنَا أَقْرَأُ الدَّرْسَ. O Ahmed, do not cause me to laugh while I am reading the lesson. So tudhik, yani tudhik is from the verb, yani from the bab af'ala, yani adhaka yudhiku. Anta tudhikni, la tudhikni. Yani it became transitive by being transferred to the bab af'ala, yani bi hamzat ta'diyah, yani adhaka. Number five, qala li at-tabibu akhrij lisanaka. The doctor said to me, cause your tongue to come out. Yani, bring your tongue out. Bring your tongue out. Here, the verb akhraja is from bab afala. Yani, it became transitive by being transferred to the bab afala. Yani, bihamzat ta'diyah. Number six, qala ta'ala, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. That Allah caused you to come out of the stomachs of your mothers. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Without, while you didn't know anything. Yani this is from Surah An-Nahl, I think it's 16th Surah, 78th Ayah. And the verb أَخْرَجَ, أَخْرَجَكُمْ is, yani became transitive by being transferred to the bab afala, yani by hamza to ta'diya. Number 7, qala ta'ala, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, wa man yadhlim minkum nudhiqhu adhaban kabira. Surah Furqan, 25th surah, 19th ayah, the saying of Allah the Most High, and whoever from amongst you does dhulm, then we will cause him to taste a great punishment. And here the verb nudhiku is in the bab af'ala. It became yani transitive by hamza to ta'diya. Yani this is the mudari of yani adhaka yudhiku nudhik. Yani nudhiku is majzum, so it became yani nudhikhu from bab af'ala. Adhaka yudhiku. Number 8, qala ta'ala. قال الله تعالى لموسى عليه السلام, Allah the Most High said to Musa عليه السلام, وأدخل يدك في جيبك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء. سورة النحل, نمل, سورة النمل, آيات 12. سورة النمل, I'm not sure the number of the surah, I forgot. Maybe it's 28, I'm not sure. In any case, the meaning here, that Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, adkhil yadaka, cause your hand to enter fi jaybika, your pocket, and it will come out bayda, white, min ghayri su, without yani there being any harm to it, without having been harmed. Yani it will be clean and pure and good. Nothing wrong with it. And this is just a sign. This is a sign that Allah gave to Musa for the Fir'aun, the people of Fir'aun, to know that he is a prophet of Allah. In any case, the grammatically here, the point is adkhil is the fi'l amr from adkhala yudkhilu bab af'ala. It became yani transitive by hamza to ta'diya. Number 9, ba'da at-tawafi wa sa'i yahliku al-mu'tamiru ra'sahu wa yuqassiru sha'rahu. Yani after tawaf and sa'i, the mu'tamir, the person who is performing umrah, shaves, يَحْلِقُ رَأْسَهُ, he shaves his head, وَيُقَصِّرُ شَعْرَهُ, or, I mean, أَوْ يُقَصِّرُ شَعْرَهُ, he shaves his head, or he cuts short his hair, يُقَصِّر. Here, the verb that we're looking at is يُقَصِّر, is from the bab فَعَلَ. It became transitive by being transferred to the bab فَعَلَ, yani by way of التضعيف. Number 10, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينكح المحرم ولا ينكح ولا يخطب. Yani the muhrim, person who's in the state of ihram for hajj umrah, لا ينكح, he doesn't marry anyone, yani he doesn't get married, ولا ينكح, he doesn't cause somebody else to get married, yani he doesn't cause his daughter to get married, give her in marriage. He doesn't himself marry somebody, nor does he cause somebody else to marry. The verb that we're looking here is yunkihu. Yani from ankaha, yunkihu, mean to cause somebody else to get married. This is bab af'ala. So it became transitive by yani hamza to ta'diya. And he doesn't marry, he doesn't cause somebody to marry. Wala yakhtubu, he doesn't yani request somebody in marriage. He doesn't request, yani somebody asks them to marry him. Number 11, قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا. Yani Allah the Most High says that he is the one who causes someone to laugh or causes someone to cry, makes them happy or sad. وأنه هو أمات وأحيا, he is the one who causes somebody to die or causes someone to live. He causes death and gives life. Two verbs here, or four verbs here. Adhaka from bab afala, and abqa also from bab afala, and yani amata from bab afala, and ahya, all of them from bab يعني أحيا يحيي نعم all of them from باب أفعل يعني they became transitive by way of همزة التأدية and the last one number 12 اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وكرح إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان يعني oh Allah cause iman to be beloved make it endeared to us habib make us to love al-iman wa karrih and make us to hate al-kufr wal-fusuq wal-isyan yani disbelief and fusuq yani evil corruption and isyan disobedience and this supplication is directly derived from Surah Al-Hujurat where yani Allah says that He caused the believers to have iman endeared in their hearts, and He caused them to have hatred for disbelief and corruption and sin. Here, habib became transitive by being transferred to the bab fa'ala by way of tad'if, yani by doubling the second radical, and karrih, yani habib is a fi'l amr, and karrih is also fi'l amr from the bab. Fa'ala as well, yani it became transitive by being transferred to the bab fa'ala by way of tada'if, doubling the second radical. And the time is just about up, and we, alhamdulillah, have been able to finish what we have covered here. So, because we are not in person in the classroom, and I don't know, yani who's with us and who's not with us, I don't know what your levels are, I would like to hear from each of you who are going to be taking this course with us, I would like to hear from you. If you have been receiving emails from us, yani you told us you wanted to join the course and we sent you the email and the PDF files and the information about the class, I want to hear from you and anybody else. Even if you didn't yani get emails from us before, you can send us an email to mab93044@gmail.com, mab93044@gmail.com. I would like to hear from you if you're going to be planning to take this course with us. And I would like to know, do you feel that the material is brand new to you? Is it too much? Is it overwhelming? Is it too fast? Or is it yani too slow? Or is it yani fine? It's okay. I just want to hear from you, those of you who are with me right now, and those of us who may hear this recording later. I want to hear from you, and I want to know, do you, if this material is brand new for you, this is the first time you're doing this course, I want to know, do you feel that this pace is okay and you can work with it, or it's too slow for you? Because we're taking so many weeks to cover one lesson, yani we're taking 3 weeks to cover one lesson, or sometimes even 4 weeks. Is it too fast, too slow, or is it okay? So if it's too fast for you, please let me know that it's really too fast and you don't think you'll be able to keep up. Or maybe if you work a little harder, you'll be able to keep up. If it's too slow, I want to know, yani, because I don't think we can go much slower. I don't think we can go much faster. Otherwise, we'll lose some people. But if it's too slow, I still want to hear from you that you feel like, yani, you think that maybe we can do it instead of 3 weeks and 2 weeks. I'd like to hear that from you. And if the pace is fine, it's okay. It's not really too fast and it's not really too slow. You're comfortable with it. I want to hear from you especially because I need to know, yani, should I try to go a little bit slower and take a little bit more time with each lesson, or is it okay at the pace that we're going right now? Some of these lessons are really lengthy, and I don't think we can do it in less than 3 weeks, but we can look at it. And some of them might be shorter that we might be able to do in 2 weeks, but we'll see how it goes after I hear from you. So please let me hear from you. It's very important that I hear from you, and I would appreciate it very much. Yani, whatever your view is, it's too slow, too fast, or whatever, I would like to hear from you. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I ask Allah for me and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us يعني الثبات, that we be firm and steadfast upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And may Allah grant a speedy and complete recovery to those who are sick amongst us, and may He shower His forgiveness and His pardon and His mercy upon those
who have passed away, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire. Ameen.